What does he want to do? That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. And the problem with Job is he had an awful disease. It was bad as cancer. It's the cancer of the spirit, and that is pride. Oh, the proud heart of man today. And my friend, I see it in my life. Do you see it in your life? Oh, how we need to just grovel in the dust today and put on sackcloth and ashes, because we're the kind of folk we are. Now, Job's false reasoning is to be found, therefore, in just a very simple thing. He did not understand the character of God. And since he didn't understand God's dealings with him. But God was dealing with Job, and he wanted to hide pride from him. He's going to take pride out of that man's life. He's a good man. He's a great man, Job was. I wouldn't want to take anything from him. But he's a low-down sinner, just like you are and just like I am. And because of that, these little things get into our lives. Oh, they're little things to us, but they're big things, and they're pride. And, you know, we today, we get angry with people and individuals and influences, and anybody that dares criticize us find fault. Well, some of you have already tuned me out, because you say, I'm not going to let that preacher tell me that I'm low-down sinner and that sort of thing. It's none of his business. And it isn't any of my business, but it's God's business. Now, God trieth the righteous, and he withdraweth not his eyes from them. And we're in his hands, and we're under his eye continually, and we are the objects of his deep and tender and unchanging love. But we're also the subjects of his wise and his moral government. And he doesn't want spoiled brats, my friends. Now, again, will you listen to him in 33:29? Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I'll speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, I'll teach thee wisdom. Now, this is the same thing that God wants to do for believers today. There are things, for instance, you ought to consider Hebrews, the 12th chapter, beginning at verse 3. Let me read that in your hearing here for just a moment. I'm reading Hebrews 12, verse 3. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto sons. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Then he goes on down and says, verse 11, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them who were exercised by it. Now there are three distinct ways in which we may meet the chastening of our Heavenly Father. We can despise it as though his hand and his voice were not in it. We can ignore God. We can despise it. Or we may faint under it. And when we do that, that's real defeat. Now, Job had done both of these, by the way. But we're to do what? We may be exercised by it. And it'll produce fruit of righteousness in our lives. Now, God does permit trouble to come to his own, and he chastens every son that he receives. So that is the great purpose that is back of what has been happening to this man Job. And God is going to bring it to a tremendous consummation.